Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, welcome everyone. This is Vicki Winterton, and I am so thrilled today because with me, I have Dr. Rupa Chari. Dr. Chari successfully combines her unique training and experience with alternative medicine, along with her traditional medical background, to provide the best quality healthcare possible for her patients. Dr. Chari is a medical director of the Chari Center of Health. She received her medical degree from the Medical College of Ohio and completed her internship and residency at North Shore University Health Systems, affiliated with the University of Chicago. Dr. Chari is board certified in internal medicine by the American Board of Internal Medicine. Her vision has always been to help people to heal themselves by treating the underlying causes of medical and psychological conditions, including nutritional deficiencies, stress, and suppressed emotions. Dr. Chari was featured in Just Fine, Masking Concealed Chronic Illnesses, and was co-author of the number one international bestseller, Ready, Aim, Inspire, and will also be featured in our latest book to be released the beginning of 2015, Cancer, From Tears to Triumph. Dr. Chari, welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. It's really an honor to be here.
Oh, it's such an honor always to spend time with you, and particularly on this really important subject. And as a medical doctor, how has cancer impacted your life, and how have you seen an impact on the lives of your patients?
Yes. Well, cancer has impacted my family's life, since a few of our members of our extended family and some of our dearest friends were diagnosed with cancer. And their lives were impacted, one, because of the fear regarding, you know, what is the best option for treatment? Should I go the traditional route with surgery, chemotherapy, or the alternative route using IV drips, you know, nutritional supplements, programs, detoxifications, or both? And then they didn't know what the success rate would be of those treatments. And really importantly, they had to directly face their fear of death. And their sadness of having possibly some of their unrealized dreams and desires that may or may not be fulfilled. And one thing I could see really across the board with those who were diagnosed with cancer is they wanted some closure on family disputes, because the diagnosis itself of cancer can bring on many intense emotions, because you have to directly face many of your fears head on. And it made them acknowledge what was really important in their lives, and that really affected us personally as well. And in many cases, brought estranged families together and reunited them. And that was so beautiful to witness. We were seeing families who were separated for over a decade who didn't even talk to each other because of issues that had come on. And because after they were diagnosed, they realized, you know, we need to bring closure on these issues. We need to reunite. And so that was beautiful to witness. And other patients started pursuing their dreams and desires, and they just stopped waiting because they realized, you know, there's no point waiting anymore. Let me fulfill what I need to do for myself to bring myself joy. Regardless of the outcome of the treatment, I need to be satisfied within myself. So acknowledging their fears, moving through the fear, is very, very important in the healing process. And that's really what we focus on at the center, because treating the emotional aspects related to cancer in terms of anxiety, depression, the fear, the trauma, to not only just decrease the stress and fear, but give confidence, inner strength, and the peace of mind, which ultimately can enhance any treatment they may be undergoing. That's so important.
That is so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. What do you think are some of the greatest lessons that have been learned and the empowerment that's occurred for both you and your patients?
Yes, there were many powerful lessons, and some of the greatest ones that really empowered me and my patients is really that life is such a precious gift and to truly cherish the moment. Because nowadays, especially, our lives are so busy because we're running here and there with emails, texting, and getting errands done. But ultimately, spending quality time with the people we love is what we're going to remember in our lives. And the other very important aspect is, and that's literally critical, is healing unresolved emotional issues that have brought pain and suffering in their lives. And it's so important that needs to be addressed, whether it was abuse or betrayal or any trauma that has held anyone back in their lives. That's so important. And thankfully, nowadays, there are many powerful ways to release these emotions, such as thought field therapy, emotional freedom technique, guided imagery, biofeedback, and talk therapy. Because being able to talk about what's bothering you and utilizing powerful methods and techniques and technologies to release that emotional pain is critical in the healing process. And, you know, it's just as important as taking in proper nutrients, eliminating toxins, taking appropriate medications, surgery, radiation, or, you know, any other appropriate treatments. That needs to be addressed. Dealing with the emotions is just as important as addressing the physical body. And as the process of releasing these deep-seated emotions is taking place, laughter is also a very important part of the healing process, which everyone tends to forget. And Dr. Norman Cousins said that a diet of comedy films is very important to heal. And now they're doing actually studies on the benefits of laughter, and that includes increasing the blood flow, boosting the immune system, decreasing pain, improving the quality of sleep, and enhancing your mood. So it's important to watch either TV, films, or both that you find personally very funny. And that can be different for each person. And then, in addition, I remember I was asking one of my patients what was one of their greatest wishes. And they listed being able to attend, you know, their granddaughter's wedding, spending more time with their siblings and children. And another patient wanted to spend more quality time with their children and grandchildren. And another patient said, you know, I really want to connect with my son and daughter-in-law who I've been estranged with for over a decade. And others wanted to write book or compose poetry and paint and really express their inner gifts and what brought them joy. And what was so empowering is knowing that each of us is a gift. Each of us is literally a gift, and to embrace each moment, because on a practical level, the future for any one of us is unknown. And what I've seen and experienced personally and what my clients have found is that spending time with people you love and finding and expressing your gifts are what make life ultimately so meaningful and so beautiful. That's what I've seen.
That is so beautiful. Now, if someone is diagnosed and they feel stuck with that news of cancer, either for themselves or a loved one, what words of hope and inspiration would you give them?
That cancer does not mean a death sentence. And to find a treatment program that they resonate with is very important. And to realize that both traditional medicine and complementary medicine are healing. But very importantly, they need to feel comfortable with the treatment program because, you know, some traditional medicine has either been put on one extreme, alternative medicine on another, but we need to find there can be a balance of both, and both may be very important, and not to fear either one because cancer ultimately is their own cells replicating rapidly, and that can be addressed in many ways with both traditional and alternative medicine. So, in addition to any treatment you may be getting in the traditional route, it's very important to see a practitioner to get some guidance on a healthy diet, you know, possibly juicing, maybe some targeted supplements that won't interact with their treatment program, and other supplements to also enhance their immune system, function of their organs, detoxification. But also rest and quiet time is very important, really connecting with themselves. And, you know, any traditional medical therapies that may be important and appropriate. But also bonding with loved ones and very important emotional healing. I can't emphasize that enough. Because any, you know, quote-unquote disease is really just a reminder that our life is out of balance and that they may need to reevaluate their life and see what's really important to them and very importantly follow their heart and inner guidance. Because even the National Cancer Institute at the National Institutes of Health, they said that psychological stress that lasts a long time may affect a person's overall health and their ability to cope with cancer, and that people who are better able to cope with stress have a better quality of life while they're being treated for cancer. And they went on to state, and I'll say this in quotes, that distress has become increasingly recognized as a factor that can reduce the quality of life of cancer patients. There's even some evidence that extreme distress is associated with poor clinical outcomes, end quote. So, you know, ultimately it's not just a matter of the right physical treatment. Treating the mental, emotional aspect is just as critical because our body responds to stress in many ways. It responds to the physical, mental, emotional pressure by releasing stress hormones such as epinephrine and norepinephrine, and or what's, you know, more commonly known as adrenaline, along with cortisol. And these hormones, what they do is they increase blood pressure, heart rate, and raise blood sugar levels. Now, these changes can have a very positive effect in short-term time frame because they give more energy, speed, and strength to handle or escape from, you know, a perceived threat or actual threat. But people who experience long-term intense or chronic stress, research has shown that they can have digestive problems, fertility problems, cardiac problems, urinary problems, and a weakened immune system. And stress can be caused, you know, by daily responsibilities and events, as well as by more unusual events, such as trauma or illness in oneself or a close family member. And when we address stress, it is so important that the caretakers of the person with cancer, they need just as much attention, both physically and emotionally, and tender, loving care, just as much as the person diagnosed with the illness. And so also on a practical level, we recommend that, you know, patients at these times especially avoid watching the news and reading the newspaper that, you know, has traumatic news, and that creates more unnecessary stress. So listening to relaxing soft music that will relax the nervous system, and studies have shown that can also boost the immune system, because what we have seen is that some common issues that can help to relieve stress, and this is on a very practical level, includes leaving a job that a person absolutely hates or can't stand, being honest about their relationships and what can be improved and what possibly can't be improved, just really honestly assessing the situation, and seeing what brings you joy in life and discovering what you're passionate about and following your dream. That's so important, regardless of what other people think. And this is another very important part, is that forgiving yourself for decisions and actions that you've taken in the past or even present that you have regretted, which led to feeling guilty, blaming self, and punishing ourselves, knowingly and unknowingly, in addition to forgiving others for their behavior and what they've done to you. Both are so important. But, you know, this is all easier said than done. Forgiveness of self, forgiveness of others, and, you know, doing all of these other steps that I just mentioned. And if it's done, these steps, just from the level of the mind and not the emotions where we really feel, it won't have that healing effect that is truly desired. So that's why it's so important to have a practitioner guide you through the processes of releasing that stress and hurt and fear and rage and anger, guilt, and disappointment, and guiding you on the practical steps to take in that transformation. Otherwise, it can be so overwhelming.
I can just imagine. I mean, there is so much information you've shared with us. If you had two or three top tips for someone who's just been diagnosed or someone who has a loved one who's just been diagnosed, what would those be?
One, that they need to know it's not their fault. That it is not their fault. This is very important. People tend to blame themselves. Oh, I did this. That's why this happened to me. Or maybe I wasn't eating right. Or maybe this could have been avoided. To know that everything happens in everyone's life for a divine reason and not to punish them or harm them in any shape, way, or form. And that to see the gift in the diagnosis and to know this is just a new beginning. You know, you can think of cancer as can cure. And to see it as a new way of thinking, of feeling, maybe this will open up their life in terms of embracing relationships that have been pushed away for many reasons, for self-forgiveness and forgiveness of others, and to really find what they're passionate about and to go for it with everything in their heart and soul and to know that they deserve the very best in life, the most important dreams that are theirs within their heart, they deserve to have them to be fulfilled. And they deserve love, and most importantly, it begins with self-love. That's so important.
Oh, and that is so beautiful. Thank you so much. And I was wondering, I'm sure those that would like to connect with you for more information, and hopefully many people will, because you are just a wealth of such valuable, valuable knowledge and wisdom. Where could they reach you?
Absolutely. Well, our health center is called the Chari Center of Health, and our website is www.charicenter.com. And also our phone number is area code 805-963-1111.
Oh, Dr. Chari, thank you so much. And you're located in sunny Santa Barbara, California, right?
Absolutely. It's a healing place in and of itself.
Yeah. If you could give your website and phone number just one more time to make sure everyone got it, that would be great.
Absolutely. Our website is charicenter.com. So it's www.charicenter.com. And our phone number is area code 805-963-1111.
Oh, Dr. Chari, it is always just such a pleasure to speak with you and spend time with you. Thank you so much for being with us today to discuss such an important subject.
And thank you, Vicki, for this beautiful opportunity and this divine book that you're creating, which is going to help so many people and their families.
Oh, yeah, it's really exciting. I lost both of my parents to cancer, so this is really a work of love, this book. And again, thank you for your contribution today and to the book. And for anyone out there that would like to learn more about what we do at Expert Insights, including our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, broadcasts, and global communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And thanks for being here, and have a wonderful week.